Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at, sir.
Brother Henry, this is Brother John in Thompson, Georgia.
Okay, we're experiencing trouble our night with our service, sir. Our phone's all cutting out and not working just right there. Maybe we'll get it straightened out here in a minute, brother, but come on in there and speak what God gave you there.
Tonight we're speaking on prayer, communication with the Heavenly Father. God, who dealt with me out of Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 13, we'll give you three examples of prayer. Apostle Paul and Silas were on a missionary trip, and they had come to the city of Philippi. And starting there, verse 13, the Bible says that they went out. It was on the Sabbath, and they went out by the river. You know, the Bible speaks of in Psalms chapter 1 that when we delight in the law of the Lord and we meditate day and night, we shall be like a tree planted by the river. And these men began to go and pray by the river. And when they went to sit down by the river there in verse 13, they spoke unto a woman who had humbled herself there. The Bible says, if you humble yourself in the sight of God, he shall highly exalt you. And there in verse 14, the woman's name was Lydia. They had come there to pray. They had come to talk to Jesus. I'm reminded of the gospel song, let us have a little talk with Jesus. And they went outside the city by the river for a time of refreshing, a time of resting, entering into the Sabbath. And they spoke to Lydia. Lydia was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira. And the Bible says there in verse 14 that she worshiped God. We need to know, brothers and sisters, tonight that now is the hour, John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Now is the hour when the true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. She had come to a time to speak to the Lord Jesus Christ too. And the Bible says that the Lord opened her heart when she attended unto the things which were spoken of by Paul. We need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ, as we begin to pray to him and begin to communicate, that God will do an open heart surgery. He'll open your heart. We know by the word of God that this woman was a Proverbs 31 woman. The Bible says she was a seller of purple. The Bible says, amen, that in Proverbs 31, Verse 21 says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Later on down in the chapter there it says, her children shall rise up and call her blessed. This woman was blessed because she received the word of God. She had come to a place of prayer and communicating unto the Heavenly Father. And the Bible says there in verse 15 that when Paul had spoken unto her the word of God, that not only she was baptized, but her whole household. She made a choice. She made a decision, even as Joshua did in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 and 15. She said, if you have judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Paul said, amen, that they come and abided in her house because they had judged her faithful. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, moreover, it is required of a steward to be found faithful. They found this woman faithful, faithful to her prayer, faithful to her circumstances. The next example that we have in prayer, the Bible says there in verse 16, that it came to pass that they went to pray again. They went to talk to Jesus. But in every situation this time, this was a damsel who was possessed with the spirit of divination, the spirit of the python, the crushing spirit that would take the life. And the Bible says she had some masters there that was gained by her soothsaying. That was fortune-telling. So there's that she has masters, amen, that used her, that abused her. There are people underneath the sound of my voice, both men and women, that are being abused by their earthly masters. They're being physically abused, sexually abused, verbally abused. But you need to know tonight that no man can serve two masters. For they'll love the one and hate the other, the Bible says in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve God and mammon at the same time. That's riches. And we find, amen, that as she was come there in verse 17, amen, that spirit began to cry out about Paul, amen, that him and Silas were the servants of the Most High God, and they would show unto them the way of salvation. And after many days, that spirit began to proclaim, amen, how these Paul and Silas were men of salvation. But Paul began to become grieved. Hallelujah. And when he became grieved, he said in that spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. We need to know tonight that when we begin to pray and ask of the Heavenly Father, at that same hour, God will bring a deliverance. At that same hour, God will bring a deliverance. No matter what we're bound by, whether we're bound by alcohol, whether we're bound by drugs, whether we're bound by illicit sex, even bound by the demons, God has given power against unclean spirits. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and the Bible says there in verse 19 of Acts chapter 16, that when the masters saw the hope of their game, amen, was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. They went to the sergeants and to the magistrates and judges. They tore their clothes off and they beat them. And the Bible says that with many stripes, and going down there in the verse 24, that the jailer there at Philippi received a charge that he was to throw Paul and Silas into the inner prison. And the Bible says the third example of prayer talking to Jesus Christ. There in verse 25, it says that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They began to have a little talk with Jesus and would make it right. And the Bible says the same praises of the God and the prisoners heard them. You need to know tonight that Psalms 22:3, O thou the Holy One of Israel, that inhabits the praises of Israel. You need to know tonight that Matthew 16, verse 18, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. Where two is touching one thing on earth and agreeing, that's in prayer, that's in communication. It shall be done. When they put Paul and Silas into that inner prison, they bound up their feet, they bound up and everything, but they didn't know that there's a visitation, that they were going to have a visitor, and that visitor was the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to touch things together. Amen. Jesus walked into that prison. The Bible says there in verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. You need to know today that when you go to the Lord Jesus Christ, your prayer will shake the foundations of the very strongholds of the enemy. We're shaking, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. verse 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach in good times unto me. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. God's word said that opening of, and the Bible says that all the doors were open. God, my prayer tonight will open every door that you're bound by tonight. And the Bible says everyone's bands is loose. God will open the prison door where you're at right now, whatever you're bound by tonight. Prayer, just a little talk with Jesus, will change your situation in the midst of the darkest hour. And the Bible says, amen, God, begin to move upon Paul, because every door was open, and all of a sudden that jailer opened up and awake in the midst of the night. And when he awoke in the midst of the night, he asked for a light. And Paul asked him, he said, hey, we're not gone. He started to take his life, but it wasn't a night, because prayer would not take his life, but prayer would bring him life. When he broke in and he came trembling, he said, sirs, in verse 30, what must I need to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And the word of the Lord came unto him in verse 32. And in that night, in that same hour, he washed their stripes. Prayer brought the washing and cleansing and pouring in of oil. And the Bible said he brought them into his house. That which one had him bound, now they were welcomed. Now they were brought. And the Bible says there in verse 35, the sergeant and the magistrate, the prayer of a righteous man, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, James chapter 5, amen, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And just a little talk with Jesus, no matter where you're at, will open every prison door, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're bound by. You can be a Proverbs 31 woman, you can be possessed with demons, and tonight you can be in the midst of your prison, but I want to tell you, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother John?
Yeah.
We got some people called in here. We need to get on and see who they are.
I'm finished.
Okay. Just hang in there.
All right.
770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
My name is Connie Cash, and I'm in Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're glad to have you here from Sweetwater, Tennessee, Sister Connie. We got another 423 in there. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Bob Petty, Sweetwater, Tennessee. I love the Lord, and I just want to quote the scripture that brother quoted about a perfect prayer. Righteous man availeth much, that's James 5 and 16, and it does. Prayer changes things. If we want something from God, just pray and we'll get it. He'll send it one way or another. It might not be our way, but it'll be sent, and it'll be his way, and it'll be all right. So, we appreciate that Cash girl in there. When you got Cash with you got it all the time.
Amen. Sister Connie, come on back in there and tell us who you are. I mean, minister to us a little bit there.
Well, I don't have a lot to say. My husband and I have a jail ministry here in it's a place called Madisonville, Tennessee, in Monroe County. And Brother Bob, it's on the line. He preaches at the church where I go. He's one of the preachers there besides the pastor. And he does a great job, and we really are happy to have him back.
Amen. I enjoy coming over our wickets, too. And we got brother John Samples in there from Thomaston, Georgia. He's one been doing the ministry in there tonight, so he's a pastor down there in Thomaston. Brother John, you want to come in there and tell us about your church and tell us where it's at there?
Yes, it's 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. We have Sunday morning services, Sunday school at 10, regular church service at 11, Sunday night services at 6 o'clock, and midweek services on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We want to invite each and every one of you that are in there to come and be with us. Amen. And we just lift up the Lord together, and we want all of you to know that we love you, and we're reaching out. And it's just a privilege and an honor to be with each and every one of you brothers and sisters in the Lord, and speaking about prayer and speaking about talking to Jesus tonight, and we just give God all the glory.
Amen. Brother Bobby, your Sister Cash One there. Come in there and make the announcements about the church over and where it's located and everything there.
All right, we're on Monroe Street, Sweetwater, Tennessee, the Sweetwater Church of God. It's right by the City Hall, First Baptist Church. Just keep on going over the hill, go down, it's there on the right, and we have Sunday school 10 o'clock, preaching at 11. We have Sunday night service 6, Wednesday night service 6:30, and we want to make everyone welcome that comes, and we appreciate anybody coming, and everybody is welcome, any denomination, race, or whatever. And there used to be a preacher there say that we treat you so many ways, you're bound to like one of them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If anybody wants to call in and get in on this service tonight, or got a prayer and wants a prayer or anything, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and we'll take your need to the Lord in prayer and believe God for a miracle for you. And most of all, we want to pray that if you're not a Christian, that you'll make your heart right with the Lord and be a Christian and get out, get your sins under the blood and get everything washed up and ready to go. You know, I just look in here, 1 Timothy 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. You know, that's what we need to do, is pray without ceasing. And you might say, well, how can I do that? You know, we can have a prayer on our heart at all times. And
that's right, amen.
We can talk to God at any time that we want to, and any place. You know, I tell you what, it's something to know that God is a God that's able to touch us and able to answer our questions and our needs. And, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, that's what God is looking for us to do. If we, and he's not talking to the one that's down there in the bar room. He's talking to the people that is called by his name. And that's one that's been confessing him, that's worked in his blood, and his son has cleansed their sins and got it all cleared up and got them ready to come to the kingdom of heaven. And if they would just humble themselves and seek his face, praise God, that's what he's telling us to do. You know, we need to just... hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We need to seek after the ways of God and seek after the laws of God and do what God would have us to do. And I just praise God for that. And if anybody out there tonight want a prayer or anything, call in. We've got several people here on the line that will pray for you and pray with you and even after the program. We'll still be praying for you and believing God for you. You can contact us on the internet, and we'll be able to pray for you anytime.
Pray for my brother-in-law. He went back to the hospital today. They're gonna put, give him some platelets. They give him platelets one time, blood the next. Some cancer, the blood cancer, you need chemo, is eating up his blood, and he needs a miracle. And we're gonna believe a miracle for him. And there's a lot of people listening out there tonight, so remember him when you pray. Bill knows, because he needs the Lord touch. And pray for my three sons. I got four sons. One's Christian, the other three not. They're good boys, good workers, but they don't know Jesus. So pray for them that they'll be saved, and that'd be the greatest miracle. So we got a lot of people listening that some foreign countries that believe in prayer, and the more they pray, the more things will happen. And we're looking for miracles over the Sweetwater Church of God, and we've been getting some. We're going to get more.
Amen. Well, yeah, we've got a brother that has contacted us today. I guess it was today from South Africa, brother Daniel. I can't speak his last name, but anyway, Singa or something like that. He was telling me he's going to be back in the States next October, and he's wanting to meet with me. So, in the state of Georgia, here in USA. So I told him that if his friends would keep me posted, and Lord willing, that don't happen, I'll be meeting with him. But we're glad that he's got a great church over there, and he's got a 30-piece, I can't even say it anyway, a piece of instruments in his church. And so we're just proud that they're tuning in and listening to us, and just thank God for them. And there's people over in other countries has contacted us and let us know that they're listening. So we just praise God for them, and praise God for everyone that's listening. And and these people are believers. They will be praying for you. So if you got a prayer request and want to make it known, well, go ahead and make it known, and just call in 310-742-1759, and these people that's listening will take your prayer to the Lord and believe God for a miracle. And I want to say, too, that grandbaby that I was calling around about their last night, God touched it, and it went back home and doing great. I talked to the mother there, and said it was resting, he was doing great. So God gave that baby a miracle there last night. Murphy Reagan, he's a crippled kid. He was born crippled, but God is still working with him. He's still trying to say a few words. He's 8 years old, will be on Valentine's Day. And so, but God is moving in his life, and I tell everybody that he's going to be a preacher one of these days. I'm just looking forward for him coming out and preaching God's word, because all things are possible with God. Things make it possible with man, but praise God, if we'll look to the author and the finisher of our faith and call upon him, he's the one that will hear, and he's the one that will answer our request, and I praise God for it. You know, right here is James 5:16. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The affirmative, praise you. The fissure, affirmative prayer of a righteous man prevaileth much. You know, praise God, if we're righteous, our prayers is heard by God, and they are worth a lot. You know, praise God, God's on here, and he will answer our prayer request. And we can look here in Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble, of need. You know, I tell you what, in time of need, I praise God that whenever we get into trouble, God is able to call upon him. He's able to answer every one of our needs. I don't care what kind of a need we've got. You know, I know a lot of times me and my wife, we have to go and stand on Philippians 4:19, where he said that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, if we'll just cry out to him, he hears us, and he's looking for somebody that will cry out to God. He's looking for us to call up on him, and when we call up on him, then he's obligated to hear and answer. If we are a child of God and we do what God says and we be obedient to him, he will do what he said he would do for us. And I praise God for it. Hallelujah. I see that we've got
a prayer request.
Go ahead,
Would you remember Ruth Worthy? She needs a miracle from God.
Amen. What was that name once again, sister?
Ruth Worthy.
Ruth Worthy. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll put her on the prayer line there also tonight. Go ahead there.
I have a son that needs prayer. He needs to be saved.
Praise the Lord. Got a son. Okay.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have to say.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're glad that you've called in tonight. We've had to go through the cell phone there tonight. Our regular way we've been doing is all messed up. And so I hope and pray that everybody can hear us real good and blessed by this service tonight. Because it is a blessing, even though the devil tries to fight, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Well, when the devil's fighting his worst, that's when something's fixing to happen really great.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister, when do you and Brother Cash have your services at the jail?
We have them on Sunday nights, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights.
Praise the Lord. So, we'll just be remembering you and keeping you in prayer on that services there. But somebody needs to go in and talk to them people and tell them the good news about Jesus. I know I've went a few times out there with Brother Jackie Wakefield. And, I've always been blessed, and I went out there, but I just don't have that calling in my life to be a jail ministry.
Well, everybody's got a different calling, as you well know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having you on here with us tonight. Brother John, you still in there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Brother Yearwood. I'm still here.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Just remember my sister. She's in the hospital. They had to move her from Bedford, Indiana to Bloomington, Indiana. Her name's Paula Adcock. Her kidneys are starting to shut down. And so if they've changed her water fuel, she went into the hospital with her heart problems. She's diabetic, several different, just multiple health problems. But one of the things after her heart was that her kidneys are starting to shut down. They're going to try it with some new medicine today and tomorrow, and if that doesn't, they might have to get her ready for to go on dialysis. So just remember her in prayer, and so remember my wife tonight. She's very sick, and just to lift her up, and all these things are going on. So, we did have a good press report. We had a 3-week-old. Little boy that's got out of the hospital, still has the feeding tube, has some breathing problems, but he has been released and he's on the way to recovery, so we praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Okay, our time's done come up and gone, so we appreciate you and call back in there next week and we'll do this all over again. I really enjoyed the night, so maybe we'll have something going better next week there. So just keep us in your prayer. God bless everybody.